So I think there is a reason why interoperability hasn't been achieved in medicine. And it's where the distinction between, I don't know, buying a railway ticket online or buying an airplane ticket online or getting the money out of the ATM is that the proposition around interoperable health systems is difficult because health data is unbelievably complex. I mean, orders of magnitude different to getting $50 out of an ATM. It sort of boils down to this. As I talk to you and you talk to me, what we're thinking about, what we're saying, are a series of concepts which are actually quite difficult to record in any form of electronic system. And then to use those for computation is difficult. To put them into a message that we could exchange across different computing systems and so on has proven to be very difficult. And just getting humans to agree which systems to use is difficult. So interoperability is really hard in healthcare IT. So I think that's the basic problem. Are we better off than we were before? I think we are, actually. So I think advances in computing, advances in the take-up of terminologies and ontologies and the things that make computing work, perhaps not my age of doctor, but certainly the younger doctors that I, you know, that are coming into the service or the medical students understand this really well and are beginning to say, well, I could just make that happen, and I can make you an app using an open API that allows you to transfer small packets of information and then bigger packets of information much more easily. And so you asked me to sort of plug into some of the work we're doing with Cerner. So I think it's fair to say that the Cerner solution until recently wasn't a particularly interoperable solution, but the fact that Cerner have now been a leader in the Commonwealth Alliance and are working very visibly and very noisily, I would say, in the U.S. on let's make interoperability work, has had real benefits for us in the U.K. and beginning to use some of that knowledge and some of that big corporate computing to benefit us. So as a very specific example, one of the things that has really significantly improved my personal life as a physician in the UK is that we've implemented the Cerner HIE solution, the Health Information Exchange solution, and I can now, if I go into my clinic and see a patient with a blood disorder, it is the simplest thing within the Cerner solution for me to just pull up a tab that takes me through to the individual patient's family practitioner record, look at the data. It's real-time data. There's no lag time. It's not previous summarized data that's a month old. And ditto, the general practitioner using their system can look at the data that the hospital is producing. And that is truly transformational when you begin to then also share the screen with the patient, and they can see that not only can I hear them and see them in my room, but I can also see the GP record. I know what the GP is thinking. The GP knows what I'm thinking, and suddenly that language about interoperation becomes a real thing for the human beings using the health system.